This is Thank a First Responder Day, and we're highlighting the story of a young member of the Country Fire Service, Ross Melville. The 19-year-old from Strath joined up 2 years ago after being rescued from a serious crash in which SES and CFS volunteers saved him and his sister's life. He joins me now. Hi, Ross.
Hey, how you going?
Really well, thank you. And gosh, it sounds like quite a fateful day. Tell us about what happened.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't too good. Just a normal school morning. My sister got the car started. We jumped in the car on our way to school and coming around a bend on a country road and clipped a bit of dirt. And next minute we're rolling the car at 100k an hour and, yeah, ended up on the roof of the car. I think I woke up from a bit of a daze and I crawled out of the car, luckily enough. The window was already busted out and I crawled out. But I couldn't see my sister because the roof had caved in between the driver's seat and the passenger seat. So I ran around to the other side to find that her arm was pinned under the car. She was completely trapped. So I, out of like pure adrenaline, I just bolted down the road to try to find help and found someone travelling down the road and they called 000 and the crews rocked up not long after.
Yeah, right. And it was CFS and SES helping to get you out of that situation. What was that whole situation like?
Oh, yeah, it was crazy. Even the members of the community rocked up first, and one bloke actually broke a few ribs crawling into the wreckage to help my sister. So, yeah, no, it was the community really came together that day. It was really cool to see.
Wow. And it is, of course, Thank a First Responder Day. Did you want to say anything to your rescuers?
Oh, yeah, of course. I thank them every day, you know, in the service, seeing them and working with them, so... Yeah, I thank them every day.
Yeah, I suppose actions speak louder than words. You joined up with the CFS as a way to give back, right? Take us through that decision.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I had friends from school that were in it. And after, you know, them rescuing my sister out of the wreckage, that's the first thing I thought. I'm going to go speak with my mates. And, they bring me along and here we are today.
Oh, so you've been there a couple of years now?
Yeah. I think it's gone about three and a half years.
Oh, right. Even longer. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, so you would have been a very young lad when you first joined. Wow. You must have learnt a lot.
Oh, yeah. Nah, they teach you a lot in a short amount of time. It's really cool.
Mm. What are some of those skills that you've learnt being a part of the CFS?
There's many physical skills you learn along the way about firefighting and rescues and stuff, but... Not only that, you learn a different sense of camaraderie with your crew. Being put in like stressful situations with a group of people, you really learn how to deal with stress and some anxieties. Yeah, you really develop mentally as a person.
Young Strath CFS volunteer Ross Melville's with me for Thank a First Responder Day. Yeah, what are some of those things that you've been working on? I imagine you've been a part of some big fires in recent years.
Oh, yeah, definitely, like Cuddly Creek bushfires, Cherry Gardens, Kangaroo Island was a big one. That was a long few days.
Mm. Does it change the way you think about life and perspectives, like, you know, your priorities and things like that, to be a first responder?
Oh, for sure, yeah. You wake up every day grateful you're able to get out of bed and go to work or go study or whatever you want to do. You're just so grateful for it. You're grateful for your friends and family that, you know, they come home safe every day. It really, really puts it into a different perspective.
Have you and your sister recovered from that accident?
Oh, yeah, for sure. My sister now, she's actually an underground miner and she's a bit of a gym junkie, so she's, definitely recovered and come back even better.
Oh, that's really good to hear. And you weren't too badly injured, were you, in that crash?
No, just a few cuts and bruises and a hyperextended shoulder. Nothing too bad. Nothing compared to my sister. She really went through the wars with that one.
Yeah, I'm really glad to hear that. And the CFS isn't just dealing with fires. Has it been difficult helping with similar emergencies like to the car crash that you dealt with?
It really doesn't affect me in a bad way. It really motivates me to get up and, you know, go on that call and help that person that was in me and my sister's situation. So it's really, I look back at it and I find like motivation in it.
Do you have any aims or ambitions for the future? I know that you're a tradie now, is that right?
Yeah, just a trades assistant, nothing too special. But I'm just going to continue serving with my mates in the community and just see where it takes me and take every day gratefully and continue serving.
Well, thank you so much for your service. We really value and need you, people like you out there. So, yeah, thanks so much.
Cheers, Thanks for your time.
Yeah, really lovely to have a chat with you, Ross Melville. Thanks for joining us.
Awesome, thanks.